Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 8, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Eit Novarica Group launches research study. Eit Novarica Group has launched a research paper supported by Finastra that aimed to display why banks should invest in new technologies to meet market demands. Bank BTPN partners with Surecomp. Indonesia-based bank BTPN has partnered with Surecomp to launch its DOCA solution in order to streamline back-office trade finance processing automation. SumSub and Mercurio release Web3 Onboarding Guide. SumSub, a provider of security and transaction monitoring solution, has partnered with Mercurio, a global payments infrastructure platform, to launch a user verification guide for crypto businesses. AstroPay launches Wolves co-branded Visa debit card. Online payment solution AstroPay has announced the launch of a virtual Visa debit card co-branded with Wolves, an English Premier League club, built on an existing partnership. Eevee chooses Ovation CXM to augment digital payments. Germany-based fintech Eevee has expanded into North America and selected Ovation CXM as its CXM provider to elevate the digital payment customer experience. Apple Pay gets approved to go live in South Korea. South Korean regulators have approved the Apple Pay launch to allow local credit card firms to introduce the Apple Pay service. Australian Payments Plus and Coles to develop bespoke digital wallet. Australian Payments Plus, AP Plus, has partnered with retail group Coles to augment the checkout experience for Australians. Grocery chains to close locations in the USA. Number of grocery chains including Walmart, Kroger, Sprouts, Amazon and Stop & Shop have announced the closure of several US-based locations throughout 2023. Fashion retailers join Cheddar to offer savings on purchases. UK-based cashback and payments app Cheddar has announced that two new fashion labels, Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger, have joined its platform. Inigo Insurance partners with Hyperexponential. UK-based insurance company Inigo has decided to improve its pricing and technology strategy by partnering with Hyperexponential. EGBA publishes AML guidelines for online gambling. The European Gaming and Betting Association, EGBA, has published its Pan-European Anti-Money Laundering, AML, guidelines to support the online gambling sector in being compliant. LSEG partners with MasterCard. The London Stock Exchange Group has announced its partnership with MasterCard to strengthen digital identity and fraud solutions for customers. 3Forge receives SOC2 Type 1 certification. US-based application development platform 3Forge has achieved Service Organization Control, SOC, 2 Type 1 compliance. Lydico partners Innovus for a phone verification solution. US-based SaaS platform Lydico has partnered with financial services provider Innovus to integrate the Failsafe authentication tool. CoinZoom adds Apple Pay and Google Pay as funding options. US-based cryptocurrency exchange CoinZoom has added Apple Pay and Google Pay as funding options on its Android and iOS apps. WeChat adds digital yuan to its payment platform. WeChat, China's major social networking and payment app, has added the country's central bank digital currency, CBDC, to its payment services, according to reports in local media. China's State Council wants to tighten crypto supervision. China's State Council has revealed a new state administration proposal that aims to overhaul the financial sector and tighten crypto supervision. Revolut offers crypto staking courses. Revolut is launching another crypto learning course to help make digital assets more accessible. Try Before You Buy payments startup Ellen raises $2.5 million. French, Try Before You Buy. Startup Ellen has raised $2.5 million in a pre-seed funding round led by Headline and Sequoia Arc. Scalapay acquires Italian payment institution Cable IP. BNPL unicorn Scalapay has acquired Italian payment institution Cable IP to boost growth across Europe. BNPL platform Affirm quits Australia. A month after laying off 19% of its workforce, American Buy Now, Pay Later platform Affirm is quitting the Australian market. ANZ to trial offline CBDC payments via smart cards. ANZ is partnering with two universities to trial offline CBDC payments via smart cards that can be loaded with funds and used like physical cash. PayJust now launches BNPL deals page. For more than 500,000 South Africans, Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, has become a cash flow friendly budgeting tool that helps them get the most out of their money. UK regulators conduct 2022 review of supervisory responsibility for payment systems. The Bank of England, BoA, the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, the Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA, and the Payment Systems Regulator, PSR, have a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, that sets out the high-level framework the authorities use to cooperate with one another in relation to payment systems in the UK. FCA takes further action against unregistered crypto ATMs in East London. The FCA has used its powers to inspect several sites in East London suspected of hosting illegally operating crypto ATMs, as it continues its crackdown on the illicit sector. Card payments overtake cash usage in Singapore. Card payments, 97%, have overtaken cash, 82%, to become the most used payment method in Singapore, according to the latest edition of Visa's Consumer Payment Attitudes study. Intergyro forms sustainability partnership with Retrieb. Intergyro, a leading European banking-as-a-service, BaaS, platform based in Sweden, announces its partnership with Retrieb, a Swiss payment solution empowering consumers to support social causes. AstroPay issues new Visa debit card co-branded with Wolves Football Club. AstroPay, the online payment solution of choice for millions of users worldwide, is delighted to announce the launch of its new co-branded product, the AstroPay Wolves debit card. Survey: 94% of banks eyeing investment in modern payment tech. Ait Noverica Group research reveals that payments is an important area of growth and innovation within the commercial banking space, and legacy systems cannot support end-user demand for better payment capabilities. Trading Technologies acquires Axe Trading. Trading Technologies International, Inc., TT, a global capital markets technology platform provider, announced that the firm has acquired London-based Axe Trading, a leading global provider of fixed income trading solutions. Ares develops new feed handler for pan-European exchange Equiduct. Ares today announced that it has developed a new feed handler for Equiduct, the pan-European retail exchange. Kaizen acquires majority stake in London Reporting House. Leading regulatory technology firm, Kaizen Reporting today announced that it has acquired a majority stake in London Reporting House, a new service that brings unrivaled insight into the repo market. LSEG signs for MasterCard Open Banking Tech. London Stock Exchange Group-owned Jack has enlisted MasterCard's open banking capabilities to provide a secure account verification offering for its customers. Mike Byrne appointed as Smart KYC's new business development director. With a background in KYC data and automation services, Mike has spent his career developing global regulatory, financial crime and risk compliance companies with international companies. Nigerian government extends electronic transfer tax. The Minister of Finance, Budget, and National Planning has issued a new electronic money transfer levy, EMTL, regulation focused on domiciliary accounts. Monkey, Chunta, and Visa partner to launch Smart Money Card. Monkey has announced launching the Smart Money Card in cooperation with Visa and Austria-based banking as a service provider Chunta. Ait Novarica and Finastra launch study indicating why banks should invest in new tech. Ait Novarica Group has launched a research paper supported by Finastra that aimed to display why banks should invest in new technologies to meet market demands. Transact Campus and Amazon to adopt payment solution on campuses. US-based fintech provider Transact Campus has integrated its payment solutions with Amazon's Just Walkout technology to augment payments for vendors on and off college campuses. Bitcoin app Relay announces $4.5 million United States dollars investment. Switzerland-based Bitcoin app Relay has announced a $4 United States. Australian Payments Plus partners Kohl's on digital wallet. Today, Australian Payments Plus, AP Plus, is pleased to announce the strategic partnership with Kohl's, which will make shopping experiences at the checkout simpler and faster for Australians. Fifth Third acquires Big Data Healthcare. Fifth Third Bancorp, NASDAQ, FITB, today announced a definitive agreement to acquire Big Data Healthcare, a technology solutions provider for healthcare payments and remittance. Syndio joins London Stock Exchange Marketplace. Today Syndio, the leading workplace equity platform provider, announces it has joined the London Stock Exchange Issuer Services Marketplace. Andrea Stone joins Alchemy Board. Alchemy, the leading data acceleration platform, has announced that it has added Andrea Remen Stone, former CEO of the Data and Analytics Division of the London Stock Exchange Group, LSEG, and Global Head of Strategy for Bloomberg LP, to its board of directors. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.